I have, maybe Andrea and Debbie would like to share, if they would want to, about the two community meetings, one at Lawrence High and one at Timpanogos. But, you know, I would like to talk about math.
My worst subject.
See, I got it really emailed about that.
Because, you know, for the last 7 years, I've had my backside lashed about math. And I just want to say at our community meetings, I really feel like the tide has turned. And I'll just share two things that, you know, I feel the board strongly represents and feels in. And we've had 5 community meetings throughout the district. And we have 2 more, American Fork tonight and Mountain View tomorrow night. But I know that's kind of been an issue and it's kind of come to some of you, so I just want to update you that over all the years here, and any of the groups that I've talked to, I've said, do you want your kids to understand math? Absolutely. Now this is, doesn't matter who I'm talking to, yes I do. Do you want them to be able to compute? Yes I do. Do you want them to be able to recall facts? Yes I do. Do you want them to be able to apply that knowledge and solve problems? Yes, I do. Do you want them to be fluent? Yes, I do. Do you want them to be efficient as they work? Yes. Okay, so the board has a little brochure, and I'm sorry I didn't bring one to you, but we will next go around, of a math statement, of a comprehensive math approach, a balanced approach to understanding math. And what they did is had a large, we had a large committee from the district level, based on that philosophy of the board, which I just shared with you, to look at approaches that would most closely align to teach math in that way. And then we made those recommendations available to all the schools. And every school had to evaluate that and then select whichever approach they felt like would most best meet their need to teaching a comprehensive approach, a balanced approach to math. And now, I may be stepping out here. I've gone to 5 meetings, but I've gone to enough meetings to kind of get the tone of what I think is going to be coming down the alley. 5 meetings, and frankly, we've really heard nothing about math except, thank you, this made sense. So that approach has been received very well. And then secondly, we left it up to each individual school to work with their faculty, their school community council, and PTA. And what's really been exciting to see is, I'm trying to think, okay, Bonneville. I went there Monday and talked to Kim Roper about their meetings. And every single school that I've talked to says we had to have our faculty really study and figure out what they believe in and feel like would be the best for them. We educated our school community council and our PTA board. And all of a sudden, you know, people kind of stood up for what they felt like would be the best for their school. And it's really, we feel like, and I know the board does, felt strongly that let it be at that local level and let them decide. So we feel very good about what's happening out there. We feel good about the philosophical approach to teaching math, a balanced approach, and that the local schools have been able to be in that process and make that decision. Again, the curricular approach is strictly the vehicle to getting kids to understand math. The teacher is the key, and they adjust and adapt as they go along. If they need a little more rigor in fact or recall, they'll do that. If there needs to be a little more focus on understanding or application, they'll do that. And it's been received very well throughout. Even, and I'm sorry, I'll just say, even you may have received some emails from extremists, and I'll say that publicly because I've talked to them personally and let them know that I felt like that they were extreme. And that that was okay if they wanted to be extreme, but I wasn't. And nor do I think that the great majority of Alpine District patrons are. and this is kind of where we're at. So that's a little synopsis of the report. And
the word investigations was the rallying cry of many people that it was, where is investigations now in this formula of offerings?
A local school level, if they choose to use some of those materials to supplement, or we may have one or two that have chosen to use those materials as their main source, but that was a local decision. And we didn't dictate to say you can or you can't.
Are you both in arm?
There's only two that I think. Well, nobody's decided.
You can't go completely with investigation.
See, that's the thing. No matter what you decide, nothing matches exactly with the state core. You have to supplement any curricula that you choose. And so I'm not aware of any in Orem, but I am aware of some in Orem that will perhaps use a Scott Forsman, Madison Wesley textbook and use some of their materials that they've had in the past with investigations to supplement that to help students. So the folks
want to say thank you.
Is that a challenge for students?
Again, the curriculum is the state core curriculum, not the textbook.
You decide how you move the core.
How are we, and I think this is really good, to know that, in fact, there is local grassroots input. Even to the extent that the one elementary school may be different than another elementary school in their approach. How is the testing of math skills? Is you're testing regularly? How are we doing in our district in terms of our
performance? Well, I have three board members that are just smiling. They just are. I'm just going
to
let them
ready
talk.
To pop.
They're just ready to pop.
You're ready to pop.
So you guys take it away now.
Our math scores have gone up across
way
up.
Every year, 3 years. So.
At every level in math.
Now, what's the big?
What would you say?
For how many
why
years?
Would you say
3 years.
The kids?
Because they have learned a deeper understanding of math through the I word.
How long has the investigations been stopped for a while?
No, I would also say, and this is a little bit technical, maybe you don't, but what happened was once we were using investigation materials, we realized that those materials did not fully address the state core. So we went back and made sure that if you will, we call it fill the holes, that the gaps that weren't taught in this curricular approach were filled so that the state core would be taught as closely aligned in their instruction as could be. So the tests are based on the state core. So I'm saying that, I'm not going to sit here and say that it was all investigated.
No.
You know, a real key was you're aligning your instruction to what you're being assessed on. And the closer you align that, the greater the probability that you're going to be successful in what students learn and so on.
So perception was...
Well, can I add, to what he said? I've had several teachers who were not... They were very...
not excited about it.
...about investigations in the beginning, and once they got to using it, saw the depth of understanding and what they could do with kids so much faster, like trigonometry in elementary school, and the kids don't even know they're doing trig, but they are because of the method. And I had a teacher just last week get all over me. She was not happy. Why did you guys back down? Why did you throw out investigation? Why did you do that? She said, I can't go back. I cannot go back to the way I was teaching. Well, I explained the process. And her comment was, investigations was the best thing that ever happened to me because it forced me to see another way of teaching, and I am a far better math teacher than I was. So I think that's part of the process. If they tried it at all, if they did anything, it improved their teaching overall. And the other thing that I think plays into this, and I don't know how big, is we have been in, we have Monday collaboration, and this is the second or this is the second year where teachers come together on Monday and look at the data, look at the kids, and talk about what do we want them to know, what, how will we know if they know it, and what will we do for those who aren't in math, in reading, in science, in whatever subject they need. So when you have that kind of focus on the kids and the teachers sharing methods and sharing ideas, you are going to see an improvement as well.
It appears that there's been some fine-tuning and some adjustments that have gone on, or whatever, because, again, if this particular teacher, from her perspective, feels like there's been a change away from investigations, and maybe somebody else feels there has been some type of adjustment. The perception was, for a while, is that this investigation, this horrible I word, is being utilized against the will, about, you know, it's being as a force-fed situation. So, for our understanding, which is, I think, extremely helpful, the fine-tuning, if I'm identifying what you're saying, has been that we have not abandoned, there has been a bit of a change. We have not abandoned, however, investigations, but we are also, on a local level, enabling the council and the faculty and whatever else as they're talking to determine what course that they want. I mean, you know, the people of London, a localized school district, that's what they're asking for, isn't it?
Local control.
Is local, more local. From their perspective, they felt like they had very little input. I don't agree with that, but I mean, that was their perception,
yeah.
You know. But essentially, that's exactly what you, if there has been some fine-tuning, it has been to reinforce the local input, and in fact, then we may have, again, like I said, one school who has got this particular approach, and another school who may be next door school have a different approach depending on what that input is. So I think that's, thank you very much for that.
There's another.